When we talk about analytics as a whole, there are different type of analytics that we do in business analytics. It's not about predicting every time, or it's not about creating model every time. It's not about visualization every time. So there are various type of analytics which actually is used to solve business problems. To see on a broader term, we can say that there are four types of analytics that is used in business analytics. Those four types of analytics are descriptive analytics. So descriptive analytics, when you say, is the least complex type of analytics, because it doesn't need too much of the statistical algorithms and it doesn't need too much of the effort, but can give you a very, very important information as well. As an example, you have the data and you aggregated it and found out that the consumers who are buying X product are spending Y amount on a every transaction. So this comes directly from the data. You don't need to use any statistical technique. You don't need to use any special method. You just need to aggregate the data and find out the result. So descriptive statistics are the direct measures which you can leverage out without using any special technique and still get the results. So it is to summarize it, you can say that descriptive stats is a kind of a stats, or descriptive analytics is a kind of an analytical technique wherein you take out the information which your data directly gives you without doing too much of the stuff. You just aggregate the data and tell that this is what exactly is happening with the data. Then comes the diagnostic analytics, which is slightly above with respect to the complexity and the contribution to the analytics output. Diagnostic analytics is wherein you try to find out that if there is anything which needs to be drilled down further or analyzed further. So it's just like a diagnosis to find out the problem areas or to find out the most contributing areas. A particular region has suddenly fallen. A sale of a particular product has suddenly fallen. We were spending trimmers a lot week on week, but this week was the trimmer sales felt flat all of a sudden. So here we diagnosed a problem and we will be trying to identify the reasons behind it. Trimmer sale fell because there were many competitors which were introduced this week. The other competitor was giving you more discount, was giving consumer more discount. The trimmer's performance are not good. Feedbacks are negative. So all these things are impacting the sale of trimmer. So this is one, a component of diagnostic analytics. Then you will be going to a little bit more complex type of analytics, which is known as a predictive analytics. We talk about it. Here we used a lot more statistical techniques, statistical algorithm like regression or your classification techniques, wherein the output will be able to help out or predict the value that can happen in future. You might be predicting about the sale, you might be predicting the behavior of the consumer, you might be predicting whether whether a particular consumer will buy or not buy, all those things. And then the last part comes the prescriptive analytics, wherein using all these things, all these methods, you will be giving out an information to the business stakeholders. You will be giving a prescription that if we do this, if we take this action, then our performance can improve in this way. As an example, if we say that if we take out n number of product or x product out of zone B to zone A, where because so zone B has less sale of it and zone A has more sale of it, we will be able to convert more sales and ultimately it will lead to an extra 1 crore sale in the region, and which will have an overall incremental impact of 50 lakh rupees. There you are providing a prescription. You are telling the business stakeholders that you should do this to get more output, more sales. All these are the component of prescriptive analytics. So by now we have discussed that analytics models will be used to solve the business problems. We decided that we will be creating models in one of the steps. When business problem comes in, we will be doing it. We will be drilling the data and ultimately we'll be creating a analytic model. But how analytics model will be created and what are the different type of model that we can create, that we will discuss. So when you say about analytics model, it is basically a step of processes or step of codes which when run from A to Z or A to end or start to end will lead you to the solution, and your solution could be whether your consumer is buying or not. Your solution could be, or output could be, whether what amount of sale you will get. Your output could be what are the different groups that you will get at the end. So all these are a component of models. Your model will be containing your statistical model, your data cleaning steps, your statistical model identification, and all those things. So when you are trying to build a model, it is completely dependent on the algorithm that you use. Algorithm is decided basis various matrices to and it has a proper process. So when you build a model, you have to go sequentially. You will be first defining the project or the business problem. That, as an example, I am trying to understand whether a particular person will repay back loan or not. This is my problem statement. I will then try to identify the variables which can help me understand which are the variables which will contribute in identifying whether a particular person will repay loan or not. It could be the person has a good income, the person has a family, a person has a good balance sheet, does have a good credit score. So all these things becomes an important component, and hence all the variables which are contributing in identifying the final outcome of the variable becomes important. You will be creating a data set which contains all these variables, and then ultimately creating a single data set which is further analyzed to convert into a proper model. Once you explore the data that these are the things that you need, and these are the things which contributes in identifying whether a person will repay loan or not, you will prepare that data so that a single data set could be created, and that single data set could be further used in analyzing the output. Then you will be creating the model. Creating the model means you will be applying a statistical technique to find out the output. Then you will deploy the model. Deploying the model means you will be ultimately using that model in predicting the future events, and then you will manage the model. Managing the model means when times changes, your behavior could change as well. So you will be refining the model in the future time period. For example, when you are understanding a sale behavior, whether a consumer will buy during sale or not, sale happens every 6 months. Before that 6 month period comes in, you will refine the model, you will clean the model, and you will improvise the model. If there is anything that has changed in the behavior of the consumer, your model should be able to capture those changes. When you are building the model, as I told you, you will be further defining the problem, you will be cleaning the data set, you will be preparing the data set, you will be using analytical technique. And when you say analytical technique, there are various type of analytical techniques. So let's discuss those analytical techniques in a bit detail. When you are trying to build a model and you are trying to finalize the final statistical technique, the technique is decided basis the outcome of the variable or outcome that you need. You might need a classification, yes or no, which we discussed. You might need a value, continuous value, what sale will I get. You might need a group. So all these things decides what type of algorithm you can use. As an example, when let's take one simple example, my consumer will come during sale period or not. It's a yes no problem. Now, which are the algorithm which support such type of algorithm, because we are trying to classify and we need to use a statistical algorithm which can be used for classification. There are various type of algorithm which can be used for classification. Few of the algorithms are logistic regression, one of the key algorithm which is used for classifying, decision trees, neural networks. All these are the type of algorithms which are used in classification techniques, random forest. So these are the key algorithms which are used for classification problems. Then there are forecastings. When you are trying to forecast the value of future, again, there are different set of algorithms which are used, and classification algorithm can't be used further. As an example, linear regression is one of the technique which can be used when you are forecasting or predicting the value of future. Time series forecasting can be used. You can also use neural networks or random forest or decision tree, which are used for continuous values. So decision tree and random forest are few of the techniques which can be used in both the ways, but their treatment is different. Predictions, there are various ways you can do predictions. So all these things will ultimately lead to the prediction algorithms. Then affinity grouping, you might try to identify the patterns or the affinities. Product, when somebody buys product A, he also buys product B. For such techniques, you have to go for a different type of statistical algorithms like market basket analysis. Market basket analysis is a key statistical method which are used for affinity grouping. So such methods can be used. Then there are few techniques which are very, very deep and can support various types of algorithm. As an example, neural network. Neural network can be used in various ways. You can use them for classification. You can use them for regression and many other techniques and in many other ways. So neural network is a complicated and complex algorithms which can solve the various type of business problems. Using all the techniques that we discussed, once you create your model, once you finalize the model, the next thing comes into the picture is putting the model in production. Putting the model in production means you are actually using it now live. It is going to go live and is going to give you the results. But how to deploy the model? So when you are creating a prediction algorithm model, there are different ways. Once you manually predict the values for the future and the predicted value should be used. As an example, I said out of 100 customers, these are those set of 10 customers which are definitely going to come during sale period. Give those 10 customers to the business stakeholders and tell them that make sure that they are coming, because they are more likely to come, or plan the business objective or plan the advertising in a way that these consumers are definitely coming. Or you can put them in automated mode. As an automated mode means you develop an application wherein at the back end your algorithm is working and is tracking the model. Once you deploy the model and your model is in production, you need to manage it as well. As an example, I told that when you are developing a model to identify whether a consumer will shop during sale or not, you will ultimately be using the prediction algorithm. But that prediction algorithm will behave similarly in all the sale period. That can't happen. Okay, because your usual consumer behavior changes. Your consumer might be buying something else in the winter season or might be buying something else in the summer season. So when you have developed the model which is predicting the consumer which will come and shop for the summer sale period, same model will not work that efficiently for the winter sale period. So you have to improvise the model. Although many variables will be similar, but their weights will be changed accordingly. So you have to refine the model. You have to clean the model. We'll have to manage the model. And then once it is obsoleted, you have to update the model accordingly. Once your model is updated accordingly, you can use the model to further use in the future time period. Once your model is created and is live, you have improvised it basis the outcome. The next thing comes in is reporting and showing the business intelligence reports. So when you are trying to show the outcome, you are trying to show to the business stakeholder what exactly is happening. Their reporting plays a major role. So you have to develop those ERP systems wherein data flows from one end and gets generated as an output in the other end. So when final outcome is getting populated either in the form of dashboard or in the form of interactive dashboard or in the form of final outputs, output could be in form of PPT as well. You have to develop a pipeline wherein your data gets feed in, model gets executed, and the outcome is displayed to the stakeholders. Using those outputs, they can take quick decisions that this is what is happening in the sale period. Let's do this thing next. And those business intelligence reports helps you that way. With all the things that we discussed about analytics, we next need to understand what is the future of business analytics and what are the emerging trends. Emerging trends are important because we need to understand how things are changing in business analytics and what is coming and what is going. So let's first discuss about what future of business analytics is. Basically, our data is changing. It's not only structured data now, it's unstructured data as well. As an example, now these days, most of the Facebook comments or Twitter comments are also analyzed, feedbacks are also analyzed, and they are completely unstructured in a random scenarios. There's no proper structure of that data, and still we need to understand those data. Then only we will be able to understand what exactly is happening. As an example, if we are trying to understand the feedbacks of the consumer with respect to a product, that data will be completely unstructured, but we need to bring that into the system to understand how things are changing, what type of feedback consumer is giving with respect to the products. So not only structured but unstructured data is also coming into the picture. We need to create more visually appealing outputs, because visually it's easier to understand the data rather than understanding the data into raw form. When we have charts, we can easily interpret that output rather than when we have the numbers. So all these are the emerging future wherein we need to improvise further. Although there are much of the improvisation which has already happened or is happening, but it will be further leading to a more improvised results in the future. Now there are more demand for embedded analytics, a system which uses analytics at the background and gives output in front end. Then there are more need of more improvised decision making, wherein we record the model outputs and then improvise them time to time so that they remain consistent with respect to the output. There should be more emergence of analytical tools in future. Now you would have realized that Python is all of a sudden coming into the picture and has become a major tool. R was a major player in the recent time period, and in the past trend you would have realized that there was a tool known as SAS which was the leader in the market, but all of a sudden that place has been taken over by Python now. Why? Because Python is an open source tool, whereas SAS is a licensed software. Now more people want to get into analytics, and since they don't want to spend money, and obviously they tend to move towards the open source tools, and Python is taking an edge over here. There are many dashboards which are open and completely open sourced. People will be moving towards those as well. So in future there will be more, it will be a complete market of those tools or those supporting softwares which are open source in nature, so that companies can save their cost, students can learn without spending too much of the amount for those, and ultimately their functionality is same as that of the licensed software. More use of predictive analytics and descriptive analytics will be happening in future. So it will not only be used for just finding out the insight, but will also be used in improvised decision making. There will be many, many factors that will come into the picture. Companies will be going more for the advertising metrics, sales metrics, rather than only customer metrics. Now organization not only need to move to the customer centric methodology, but also needs to take key business decisions using business analytics for sales, for marketing, for operations, and all those things can be improvised using the concepts of business analytics. So analytics is not used or seen in a way wherein you can take perfect decisions, but obviously analytics is seen in a way wherein you want to take decisions which are better than the usual ones. Future of consulting and analytics. Now you know that consulting is also an important component, and there are many consulting organizations which have all of a sudden leveraged out or have developed and have grown in the analytics firms, because there are many firms which are looking to consult or to serve with data science skills. Now it becomes sometimes important to create a huge team which can solve various type of problems which can be of any type in analytics. Their consulting teams or consulting firms comes and plays a major role. They take up your business problem, try to solve it, because they have a specialized team who can solve those problems and give you the final outcome. So consulting has a huge future with respect to analytics, because they have a dedicated team who can solve every type of business analytics problem. Data scientists are now wearing a large number of hats in consulting world, because data scientists find out the patterns in a more appropriate manner and then gives the output to the final business. So if you are associated with a consulting company, you will be solving a problem which is given by your business team, and you will be giving the output which your business team can directly use and take the decisions accordingly. The intersection between data science and consulting is growing, because data science can't live in isolation, and consulting will be happening using the output of the data science in improvisations. So once you consult the results to the business teams, the business teams will be using your results to ultimately improvise their profits or business. There are new analytical architectures that are coming into the picture. As you all know, that data is becoming huge. There are good amount of data that is being collected now than the older time period. Everybody is collecting data at every point of time. You are doing transaction that will be captured. You are doing going digital that will be captured. Data is flowing every second, and there are real time of tools which needs to be used to leverage out that data. Otherwise, it becomes extremely difficult to manage such amount of data. There are millions of terabytes that gets generated every second. So you need more profound tools who can manage such system. There big data comes into the picture. You're using the concepts of big data or the tools which are related to big data, people can now leverage out the data which is real time and is huge in volumes. So if you are able to manage the data using the big data methodologies, you will be able to understand the patterns more quickly, and since you have more data, you have more power, you can take more better decisions. But since you have the system as well, those can easily be converted into a useful information. So there are various storage capabilities like Hadoop, distributed file systems, clouds, which are saving your data, and you are able to directly leverage them to give the outputs. There are platforms that allows the analyst to have a better understanding of the data, even if it is big or huge in numbers, and still can process the huge amount of data in fractions of second, so that you can take the decisions quickly with respect to the data. Analytics have started or analysts have started looking the data in a new way, because since more number of data or more amount of data is available and more profound tools are available, so they can look, have a better look at the data now. They can have a better trends. They can see the better trends in the data now, and they can have a better point of view with respect to the data. And then they can quickly create a visualization reports out of that same data using the more profound tools, because if things are changing every second, the tools or the visualizations can happen to change every seconds using the more advanced softwares, which can leverage out the huge volume of the data and parallelly create it in a consumable form. There are subject matter experts that develops enough or relevant apps which can directly be used and analyzed quickly. As an example, there are various tools which gives you a quick sales report every second that is happening. If there is a e-com giant who is generating sales, then there are more or appropriate apps which can parallelly consume this huge amount of data and gives you continuous reports that your sales patterns are moving this way. As an example, if you have a channel on YouTube will be generating those insights every second, that these many people are seeing your videos and these many people have seen your latest video, and this is how your trends are changing, and all those things are real time, and it is processing huge amount of data every second to understand how trends are changing. So there are tools which can leverage out those informations quickly and can give you more appropriate visualization reports. Now, how can a growth of advanced analytic techniques happens? Earlier, there were only basic techniques or algorithms which were used, like linear regression or logistic regression, which were used to take final decisions. But now, since there is more growth happening in the industry, more research happening in the industry, so the expansion of the business analytics has happened in various type of domains or various type of concepts. Like there are customer analytics which are used to understand customer in a better way. Marketing analytics is used to understand how marketing can be done or how marketing can be leveraged. Web analytics are used to understand how your various web platforms are performing, how your web presence is happening. Text and speech analytics is happening to understand how various things are changing. As an example, when Trump stood for the elections last time, there were huge amount of analysis that happened to understand what are the different components that he talked about in his speeches to win the elections. There were various words which he used in most of the speeches to understand. Now, for somebody to understand how he won the election, what are the key things that he used in his speeches, there are various analysis which can easily be performed using the speech and text. Then there are pricing and sales analytics that can happen. You can understand which is the most appropriate price for a particular geography or how sales can be changed, or there could be analytics with respect to the human resource or workforce availability. You can use analytics in HR as well these days. HR people also uses analytical techniques to understand how things are changing in the analytics world. Even when they are hiring you, they will try to use a model to understand whether you will be joining them or not. If in case they find any doubt, they will try to avoid you in hiring process. So all these things are being used in various sectors, and every sector is leveraging out the opportunity of using business analytics. There are more academic research that are happening. Now there are much more profound or solid algorithms which are used. Earlier we were dependent on basic algorithms. Now we have machine learning algorithm. Now we have artificial intelligence. Now we have deep learning. Now even our phone can understand our face or fingerprints. All these are the components of deep learning. So analytics has come and have traveled a long way, and it is now much more solid and much more advanced, and there are more chances or more probability that it will be growing further. More understanding of business analytics will take you further, will take the businesses further, and will contribute more in growth of the analytics world. Few of the basic examples of business analytics are, there are predictive maintenance done by a shell company. Shell company uses it to understand what are the maintenance which are required, and then uses the prediction algorithm to develop the maintenance scenarios, and then use those to provide the maintenance. Then deliveries, there's PetoHeo, which uses the prediction algorithm to understand the delivery patterns. Then Axis Bank is using it for predictive banking, that what are the consumers more likely to buy, and then you decide the further plan of action using those only. Now to summarize this further, we have to understand how business analytics is evolving, what is analytics, what is the last decade, how it has grown from just data to more insight based data, how it has developed from more insight based data to model building, to predictive analytics, to insight patterns, to decision making, to better visualizations, to key decision making support. Once you are able to understand those things, you will be able to understand or help business in a better way. Business analytics is a methodology wherein different tools are used, different statistical techniques are used, different algorithms are used, and problems are converted into smaller sets and sequential steps, which are then solved step by step using various components of business analytics. So this is the end of chapter 1, wherein we discuss about various components of analytics and what are the different things which are required for the business analytics. Hope you have understood it. Thank you.